Pod Quiz 1038. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1038. We have a guest host this week. Peter of the Mnemonic Tree podcast is going to do round four for us, so that's something to look forward to, and let's just get straight into it.
Round one.
We start this week with a Mangled by MIDI music round, so you're going to hear five MIDI versions of popular songs, and for each of them I'd just like you to tell me the title of the song.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. Question 5. Round 2.
Round 2 is on Peru.
Question 6.
Which continental mountain range crosses Peru from the north to the southeast?
Question 7.
Which of the following is not an official language of Peru? Portuguese, Quechua, or Spanish?
Question 8.
Which fictional character from the books of Michael Bond came from Peru?
Question 9.
With a population of some 10 million, Peru's capital is the second largest city in South America. What is its name?
Question 10.
Replacing the Inti in 1991, what is the name of Peru's currency?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on bears. For each of the following five questions, I will give you a species of bear, and I would like you to tell me the continent to which that bear is native.
Question 11.
The giant panda.
Question 12.
The grizzly bear.
Question 13.
The Cantabrian brown bear.
Question 14.
The sloth bear.
Question 15.
The spectacled bear.
Round 4.
Hello to James and all of the PodQuiz listeners out there. My guest round today will be on Alexander the Great, who was the king of Macedonia, who created one of the largest empires in history. And though he was outnumbered many times, he never lost a battle. So with no further ado, on with the quiz.
Question 16.
What famous philosopher was Alexander the Great's teacher as a child?
Question 17.
What modern-day country was Alexander the Great born in?
Question 18.
Alexander the Great had a horse called Bucephalus. What does Bucephalus mean or stand for? And your options are Great One, Victory, or Oxhead.
Question 19.
How old was Alexander the Great when he died? And your options are 32, 35, or 38.
Question 20.
Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte, and Benito Mussolini all suffered from allurophobia. What is allurophobia?
Peter and I will be back with the answers in just a minute after Peru by Marco Rapost.
Answers.
You only need song titles here. Number one was the ABBA song Waterloo. Number two was the Ava Max song Sweet But Psycho. Number three was the Fine Young Cannibals song, She Drives Me Crazy. She drives me crazy. Good, good. Like good, good. Number four was the Lady Gaga song, Telephone. And number five was the Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso.
Round two.
Round two was on Peru, and the answer to number six, the mountain range that crosses Peru, is the Andes. Number 7 of the languages I mentioned, the one that is not an official language of Peru, is Portuguese. Number 8, the fictional character written by Michael Bond was Paddington Bear. Number 9, Peru's capital is Lima. And number 10, the currency of Peru is the sol.
Round 3
was the quickfire round on bears. And for number 11, the giant panda is native to Asia. Number 12, the grizzly bear is native to North America. Number 13, the Cantabrian brown bear is native to Europe. Number 14, the sloth bear is native to Asia. And number 15, the spectacled bear is native to South America.
Round 4.
Hi everyone, Peter back with the answers. And question number 16, the famous philosopher that was Alexander the Great's teacher as a child was Aristotle. In question 17, the modern day country that Alexander the Great was born in was Pella, Greece. Pella was the capital of ancient Macedonia, which now sits within modern Greece. And question number 18, Alexander the Great's horse, Bucephalus, stands for Oxhead. And question 19, Alexander the Great, when he died, was just 32 years old. And our final question number 20, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Adolf Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte, and Benito Mussolini all suffered from allurophobia. What is allurophobia? So allurophobia is a fear of cats. So again, a big thanks to James for letting me host. It's always very enjoyable. And if you would like to learn more about the biggest events and people in history, I do have a 15-minute podcast that gives you all the facts and figures and a way to remember it all for a lifetime. So if you want to check it out, it's called the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, spelled as it sounds, then just put an M at the front. Cheers and take care.
Thank you very much, Peter. That was very enjoyable, as ever. That's it for PodQuiz 1038. We have just one message this week. Happy birthday to Courtney, the best co-pilot anyone could ask for. Love, Bonky Donkey. So I shall be back next week with another 20 questions, and that will mark a full 20 years of PodQuiz. I think the anniversary is Tuesday, actually. So I'll speak to you then. Bye now.